Dirt Music, written by Tim Winton and read by Susie Doherty. What are we going to do? She asked. It's hot. How about a swim? I mean about our situation. I know, he said. So, what about the swim? In the river? The sea, he said. Well, we can't go into White Point. I know. Come on, grab a towel. Georgie quickly knew she'd been optimistic about the demise of her headache. The paddocks were white with heat. The truck rattled and lurched toward the highway. And when they got onto the smooth relief of the blacktop, he only drove a few seconds before pulling off onto the other side. Get the gate, will you? He murmured. Whose place is this? You mean you don't know? Georgie shrugged. Flies came in through the open door. Jim Buckridge. You're kidding, she said. Don't dawdle. It was more a fire break than a track. They swayed and jounced uphill in a four-wheel drive along a fence line between grass trees and acacia scrub. This is the northern tip, said Lou. Most of this end was never cleared. Goes right through to the coast. I thought the farm was long gone. The original place, yeah. They sold in stages to some developer. This end still hasn't settled. Is it safe? There's a house another K or so south. Got a manager in, but the place in limbo. He'll be inside watching the cricket. Don't worry. Georgie held on, absorbing this news until the sand of the trail turned white. They slalomed up the back of a dune and came drifting down onto a hard pan of beach behind a scrubby headland. He just got out and walked into the surf while she sat there watching. The sea was still smooth in the offshore breeze, and in the calm beyond the breakers where he lay, it was sandy green. It was too hot to sit in the cab, so she stripped off and scuttled down to join him. This strikes me as somewhat reckless, she said, hearing the attempt at irony transmit as prissiness. He spouted water, lay on his back. You enjoy it too much, she said. What's the history here?
Just neighbors, you know.
A feud, I take it.
Nah.
What then?
My old man, he wasn't the deferential type.
All that stuff in your house? You were married? He shook his head. The kid stuff? All the photos? Lou rolled over and stroked away. He was good in the water. Georgie looked back at the truck on the beach and the wild, scrubby country that ran down to it as far as you could see. She wondered what else she didn't know about Jim Buckridge. She was sober now and jittery. She stood on the sandy bottom and waited for him to turn back to shore. The melons. The fruit stand. They rang a bell, but she couldn't think of the connection. He swam back and dived. He surfaced beside her with his eyes open. My family, he said. There was an accident. Jesus, she blurted. You're that family? The musicians, she thought. The rollover. As they stood there, the sea changed colour and the wind died. Within a few moments, the first cool breath of the southerly was upon them. I don't know what to say.
You'll think of something, he said.